While news media wait for the Federal Aviation Administration to relax the rules on drones, 15 of them have banded together in a test project, including Cincinnati-based Scripps, where Sean McLaughlin is vice president of news. How interested is Scripps in using drones when allowed to do so?
We're very interested. You know, it's like so many other things in the business of gathering news now that technology is enabling us to do things much more easily than we ever have before. And drones are really the latest example of that.
Let's talk about the research project. What are some of the companies participating? What is your company doing? And what do you hope to learn?
I mean, most of the major broadcast companies are playing a role in this. And it's really, you know, there's a lot of unknowns about it. You know, things related to actual use, safety, how the regulation is going to work. And it was one of those things, by working together, since we're all working toward a common purpose on this, we felt it made sense to team up as this technology emerges. And again, the regulations, so many things unclear. So for the past, you know, a little over a year, I guess, we've been working together just to try and chart a path forward on this as it rolls out.
What's kind of the format? Do you all gather in the same place and fly drones, or do you just kind of communicate by telephone, or how are you comparing notes?
Lots of attorneys, quite honestly. I mean, we have, you know, each company has a point person. You know, there's calls where we talk about things. You know, and as you probably know, there's at least one company. I think there may be a couple who've already been granted limited approval in doing this. So, you know, there's been some, the company we've dealt with is based in Las Vegas, and we have a station in Vegas now. So, you know, there's been a couple of tests conducted out there. They've also conducted a test with our Phoenix station, you know, just again, kind of showcasing what the technology is, how it works, practical application, which gives us an idea going forward what the possibilities are.
And so what would some of those practical applications be?
You know, a lot of them, and there's been some of these you've seen on some of the networks, perhaps, where, you know, because, again, the key regulation right now is there really can't be any people in the vicinity, which is obviously very limiting. For example, you couldn't deploy a drone to cover a traffic accident or anything like that. I can't remember the exact wording of it, but there's a certain parameter. You know, there can't be any people within, 300 square feet or some certain number like that. So, you know, a lot of it's visual. It's, you know, pretty things, scenic things. You know, I think I saw on GMA, you know, they sent one up over a volcano. I mean, there's been those kinds of things. Certain breaking news stories, things where there's, because most of us have helicopters, or a lot of our television stations do, you know, and they have an advantage. But, you know, they're also limiting as well. There's, and with a drone, there's certain places you can get that you wouldn't be able to get. And from a practicality standpoint, you just have a lot more options. So
you mentioned the attorneys. So how do you deal with privacy concerns? People are very nervous about drones out there flying and covering news.
It's going to be regulated. You know, I mean, we're only going to be able to do so much with those kind of things. And, you know, the question I would ask, certainly from our standpoint, why would we have any interest in doing that? I mean, you know, as it is now, we have great respect for people's privacy. We don't, you know, shoot cameras through people's windows, you know, which we could do from a public sidewalk now, you know. So I would say drones, it's in the air, but the same concept. So, you know, again, I think the regulation will deal somewhat with that. And as it relates to, you know, certainly large companies or broadcast companies, there just really would be no use for that.
So back to the study and the test project, is there a timetable, and what do you hope to learn?
I mean, the biggest timetable-wise, I think our expectation is we should have some pretty, we're thinking that second half of next year, 2016, we should have some pretty good clarity about where this is going to go. In the test project, you know, again, practical use, what works, what doesn't work.
Have you given any thought to using drone video from citizen journalists?
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, increasingly one of the things that's changed in our business so much recently is, you know, video's everywhere now. You know, consumer grade video capabilities are obviously continuing to improve and are better than they've ever been before. So, yeah, I mean, I think if somebody captured something that was newsworthy and worthwhile, that's certainly something we would look at. You know, but as it stands right now, we could not, you know, encourage that or be involved on the front end of it.
Very good. Sean McLaughlin is Vice President of News for the EW Scripps Company in Cincinnati. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.